Fort Pierce native son Dan McCarty made political history when he was elected governor in 1952. North Florida politicians dominated the state at that time. McCarty had one of the briefest tenures on record. He died from a heart attack in 1953 at the age of 41. He was a rancher and citrus man and a highly decorated veteran of World War II. He served in the state legislature before the war and ran for governor the first time in 1948. Historian, author, and Fort Pierce native Robert Taylor has written about McCarty. Wasn't he the first governor from South Florida, Peninsular Florida?
He certainly was the first governor from southeastern Florida.
How was he able to overcome the strength of North Florida?
Well, Dan McCarty was a person who had made a tremendous impression on his peers during his service in the legislature. He was a very likable man, some said a charismatic man, someone who people believed to have integrity, someone that folks would like to follow.
You call him the forgotten reformer. How come?
Dan McCarty's career was cut short by his untimely death, and people tend to just sort of dismiss his governorship as not being important. But I see him as part of the World War II generation, the greatest generation, if you will, who came home and was dissatisfied with the status quo in his home state.
With business as it had always been run?
Yes, business as usual, with its negative connotations, was something he found unacceptable. He ran as a reformer, as someone who was not part of the good old boys' political system.
What, in his short time in office, was he able to do, or at least start to do?
Well, he had proposed to put how the state operated on a more business-like model. He was a businessman. He'd had to make payrolls. He'd had to balance the books at the end of the month. He wanted Florida to do that. He wanted central accounting. He wanted an expanded auditing system. He wanted the state to have an emergency fund.
There was nothing like that at the time?
No, not the size and scope that he wanted.
He must have met quite a bit of opposition in Tallahassee.
He certainly had had some run-ins with the political establishment. Reformers usually do. He made it very clear right from his inaugural address that he planned on changing the way business was done in Tallahassee.
So what do you think he might have accomplished if he had been able to serve a full term?
Well, one of the things that you learn if you study the brief McCarty era was the man's vision. He was a conservationist and an environmentalist before it was fashionable.
That was way ahead of his time.
Yes. He opposed strongly an idea to drill for oil in Everglades National Park. He wanted to reorganize the various state wildlife and natural resource agencies to make them more efficient. One of the things that struck me, he was very interested in the potential of television. He wanted very much to have a Florida public television network for the public good, and was corresponding with New York State's Governor Thomas E. Dewey to see how New York had set up such a system.
That was when television was in its infancy.
In its early days, and Dan McCarty saw that there was something there that Floridians could benefit from.
You mentioned that there was a plan, or at least there was a proposal, to drill for oil in the Everglades. Who wanted to do that?
Private industry.
How far did they get?
Not very far. The governor said absolutely not, and Floridians agreed with it.
Where would he rank, do you think, among 20th century governors?
Well, I would give him fairly high marks because most of his reform agenda would later be picked up and put through by his friend and associate Leroy Collin, considered one of Florida's greatest governors. In a way, you can compare Dan McCarty with John F. Kennedy in that they had a very short tenure, and there's always this question of what might have been.
Robert Taylor wrote a chapter about Dan McCarty for a forthcoming book about Florida's governors. Listen to Flora Days online. Go to WQCS.org and click on Audio Archive. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.